Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a no-confidence vote by her own Conservative Party right now. This has to do with her handling of the Brexit negotiations. Bloomberg's UK editor Tim Ross joins us from London. So, Tim, what is the conventional wisdom here? Can Mrs. May survive this vote by members of her own party?
At the moment, it looks that way, yes. I think there's always a chance that we will have an unexpected result here and the critics of Theresa May who want to get rid of her will win. But so far, there have been a lot of public expressions of support for the Prime Minister from her own side. The one caveat is really important. It's a secret vote. So these Tory Conservative Party politicians could tell us all they're going to vote one way and then vote actually to get rid of Theresa May, and no one would know who was really responsible.
I think that's an excellent point. A secret ballot makes us all a little braver, correct?
That's right. And there are another 40 minutes or so of voting still to take place, so that people are still trooping along the dark wood-panelled corridor into committee room number 14 inside the Palace of Westminster here, casting those ballots as we're talking now. We should get the results in about another hour after the voting finishes, around about 9 p.m. here in London.
Let's look at a couple of possibilities. First of all, let's say if she survives today's vote, how damaged would Mrs. May be?
That depends really on how big her victory is. If 100 of the 300 Conservative Party politicians who are voting today vote against her, it's really difficult to see how she can ever win those people back. And that matters because the key task facing Theresa May or whoever is Prime Minister is trying to get Brexit done. And she needs the support of as many of those politicians in her own party as possible to get her Brexit deal through the House of Commons. At the moment, she's got no chance of doing that. And it seems that with more people voting against her today, it's a task that looks like it's going to get harder, not easier.
Now, the other side of the coin for our listeners here in the U.S., perhaps not familiar with a no-confidence vote, if it goes through, what happens next?
Well, if this vote goes through, then Theresa May is finished as the Conservative Party leader and ultimately will also be finished as the UK Prime Minister, and an election will be held to find a replacement, and that will be fought out between probably, I'm guessing, perhaps 10 candidates who are all keen to put themselves forward if she falls. And that could certainly take anywhere between a couple of weeks and a couple of months, depending on how the party decides to organise that contest. And of course, there's a real deadline coming up in that in 3 months' time, in March, the UK will be leaving the European Union, and still there is no deal in place to smooth away the hard landing that the UK could have if it doesn't have an agreement on how to leave.
And that secret balloting underway right now as we speak. Bloomberg's Tim Ross in London. Tim, thank you for filling us in. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.